Hello guys and welcome to Otson Bundesliga 6 match day. Bayern Munich is thrashing every single team and we have Radek Vegas with us to analyze the new match day. How are you, Radek?
Very good. We won our double bet Acker with odds of 14 last week, so couldn't be better. I hope we do the same this week. Let's go.
Let's go, making money. And don't forget, if you have any question for Radek, ask him whatever you want. And of course, give us your predictions and your tips. So leave a comment in the video. And if you enjoy our videos, you can support us by clicking on the like button. And of course, subscribing to our channel and clicking on the bell to get notifications. This match day is starting on Friday because Bayern Munich, they are playing Champions League. And we have the champion here, Bayern Munich, playing against fourth, probably, or very likely. This is the most, the distance with, the game with most distance between the two teams. We can see the odds, first victory, 22, because Radek, first newly promoted team, only one team. They are struggling a lot in the season, whereas Bayern Munich, they look better and better. 7-0 against Bochum, 0-3 against Barcelona, 1-4 against Leipzig, 31 goals scored in their last five games. Wow, Nagelsmann couldn't start better with Bayern Munich.
Yeah, this is getting really good in shape. And now they're first in the standings. What I kind of predicted last week, as I said, Wolfsburg is not a champion team and Bayern Munich is for sure. And it took them six game days to take the lead. And now it's almost impossible to get them down again. And yeah, Fürth, I'm a bit surprised because the odds on Fürth are so low. Last week we saw about 40 on odds on Bochum. But Fürth is playing at home and yeah, Bayern Munich won't win every game. They also lost points against Gladbach in the first game day. So in our German Oddspedia channel, we said these odds on Bayern Munich are great because this is a 100% win on Bayern Munich and we get 15% revenue. That's more than you can expect on stock exchange or on something else. And that's why, okay, 1.15 is not really a good thing to bet on. But always small amounts and anything else doesn't make any sense in my eyes because even by Munich can trip, like Leipzig trips a lot and stumbles. So don't take this small odds. You can lose more than you can win.
Okay, even now I'm checking the Oddspedia website and the odds for Fürth are now 29, so they are oscillating a lot, as we can expect, of course. Then let's see if we can find, of course, better odds in this match day. Leverkusen Mainz on Saturday, very good game because Leverkusen, they are fourth with 10 points. They are doing a good start of the season. They beat Stuttgart. Schick scored his fourth goal of the season, which is not bad. They bounce back after the defeat against Borussia Dortmund and Mainz. They are still in an amazing 2021. Fifth, also with 10 points. They drew against Freiburg at home after the victory against Hoffenheim. And what is better for them, Radek, they are playing one of the best defenses, Mainz, only two goals conceded with Leverkusen, the third best scorer team with 15 goals in this Bundesliga.
Yeah, and this is kind of dangerous. My first thing was betting on Leverkusen because if you get odds of 1.8 on Leverkusen at home, this is really good. We had almost the same situation in different games, and it's always a bit, in the Bundesliga, you know, there are a lot of draws, and I think on this game day we will see at least 4 to 5 draws, and this can be won for sure, as you said. Mainz is a hell of a team in 2021, and they even were able to beat Leipzig. They made a good job against almost every team. Their only loss was against Bochum, where no one expected them to lose. But against Leverkusen, I think they will throw everything inside. But at the end, it's a question of quality versus odds. And the quality of Leverkusen is really high. As you mentioned, Schick is scoring goals for fun, and he has a brilliant partner with Florian Wirtz, who's a very young, talented player who has a transfer marked value of 50 million, I think. And he also made some goals and assists. And these both players are the new jewels, the new gold players of Leverkusen. And so they are favorite against Mainz. I think they should be more favorite than 1.8. And so betting on a Leverkusen win is for sure an option.
Mm-hmm. In our game, previous game, Ankur is saying Firth will beat Bayern Munich. Mark my words, okay, Ankur, we mark your words, and next week again and see if Firth have beaten Bayern Munich. Everything is possible in football, why not?
No, that's not possible. That is really not possible.
On Saturday, we have Eintracht Frankfurt Cologne. You mentioned that there are many games in this match day with the possibility of a draw, and probably this is one of those because Frankfurt, they've drawn five games in a row, the last one against the leaders at that time, Wolfsburg, but no victories yet in the season for Frankfurt. And Cologne, one of these teams also that they are doing good in this season because they struggled a lot last season. And so far they have 8 points, the last one against Leipzig because Modeste took the lead and scored the draw. What do you expect here? Because Cologne, only one defeat in this season and was against Bayern Munich.
Yeah, and they are impressive, and I think they almost have the same team from the players like last season, but they're mentally completely changed with a new coach who is always highly motivated, and I think the practice is a lot more intense and better, and I think Modest is the key player as well, a striker who can score any time against any team. And that's a point Frankfurt is missing. Frankfurt is not able to win games, but they also don't lose them, okay? Besides the first game against Borussia Dortmund, Frankfurt didn't lose a game. That's good, but they also didn't win, so that's not so good. And on the other hand, Cologne is almost the same team. They are not a team who is favorite, but they make the best out of their situation. And as Shupam says, sorry, I hope it's the correct pronunciation of your name, there's more value for sure on the Cologne side, as it mostly if we have a kind of a balanced equal team. And that's why I would say, if you don't know who's the clear favorite, bet on a draw. And that is why I prefer draws on Asian handicaps on underdogs, because the odds on draws are much more higher and the chance of draws are also not bad in the Bundesliga. And that's why Frankfurt versus Cologne is one of my two parts in my ecke of draws today.
Mm-hmm. Ankur wouldn't bet a penny on Frankfurt, neither do we. So let's stay away from Frankfurt and go for a draw or Cologne Asian Handicap 0. Then we have Hohenheim, Wolfsburg, one of the good surprises of this season, still second in this case in the standings because they drew, they lost their first points of the season against Frankfurt precisely, whereas Hohenheim, they drew against Arminia Bielefeld after back-to-back defeats against Mainz and Dortmund, so they are in a bad run actually, and remember that Wolfsburg, they are not conceding, only 2 goals conceded in this start of the Bundesliga, and they have a tough week. They have to face Sevilla in the Champions League the following week. Do you like these odds, Radek, for a Wolfsburg victory?
Yeah, very much, because everything you said, and if you have the we have the view on the both results on both sides here and compare these teams, they are not on the same level. We have Wolfsburg playing in Champions League, playing for top spots, were on the first spot last game day, didn't have only conceded 2 goals, and on the other hand we have Hoffenheim, only 1 win and a lot of mediocre results. So Wolfsburg is for sure the better team, and if you get odds of 2.45 on Wolfsburg, this is good and a good value. I would say Asian handicap 0 on Wolfsburg. We get odds of 1.8 on Wolfsburg, and so we get the money back if there is a draw. But yeah, I think these are really attractive odds on Wolfsburg here, because Hoffenheim didn't prove that they are really they deserve to be in the international spots. And besides Kramaric, who has 4 assists and is not really scoring that hard this season, I don't see any really attractive player in Hoffenheim. On the other hand, we have a bunch of really highly talented guys on Wolfsburg side. Lukas Netschmar is one of the best German young players. And Wout Weghorst, everyone knows that he is scoring about almost 20 goals each season. And that's why Wolfsburg is the better team. And we see a lot of value here, yeah.
All right, Red Room is asking you also if it's good to go for under, since Wolfsburg is not conceding a lot of goals, because this might be a tight game. And if we check the market under 2.5 goals, for instance, on Oddspedia, we have very good odds. We have 2.36. Would you fancy also this, Radek?
No, because over under is always kind of a coin flip in the Bundesliga, and we don't get really good odds on this. And I'm a little bit afraid of betting on under, because we see a lot of good players in both attacking lines. So Kramaric is too dangerous to bet against him, and the same on Weghorst, Netschmar, and the other Wolfsburg guys like Riedle, Baku, and so on.
Then let's move on to the next game. Leipzig, Hertha, really poor start of the season for Leipzig, for sure. Not the debut that the Jesse March was expecting. We have very low odds for Leipzig, 1.42. They drew against Cologne the last weekend with Haidara scoring the goal. Only one victory this season against Stuttgart. Now they play a team like Hertha that struggled at the beginning with 3 consecutive defeats, but now they beat Bochum and Fürth, something that we should expect and they should beat. Would you go for a surprise here, actually, seeing that the odds for Leipzig are that low? Would you trust Hertha to get a point, at least in Leipzig?
Yeah, the impressive thing is that Hertha is better in the standings than Leipzig, because Hertha is on spot 9 and Leipzig 12. You said it, that they made 2 victories against 2 newly relegated teams they had to beat. And on the other hand, Leipzig had a really tough program. Okay, they could have beaten Cologne for sure, but on the other hand, yeah, Leipzig is the clear better team, but I don't understand the odds, because as we see that Leipzig is really struggling, but the bookmakers are maybe they have the standings of last year and the predicted standing after this year, and everyone expects Leipzig to go up in the standings, at least be in the Champions League spots. So this is a clear thing for Leipzig in this argumentation. And I think Leipzig has to win. They are a better team. That's why I don't bet on any underdog when I think it's a favorite win. But the odds on Leipzig are also too small to bet on, so hands off, no bet here.
Okay, Ankur is telling us, by the way, never bet under in Bundesliga. Never. There are
never
always
say never.
Never say never, yeah, but it's true that there are always, or most of the times, a lot of goals in the Bundesliga, and we like goals. Also, betting on under, as someone was saying, is a bit boring, but yeah, a team that usually give us under results or under goals is Arminia Bielefeld. We usually get really bored in their games, we have to say. Now they are visiting the capital, Union Berlin Bielefeld, and they are boring, Bielefeld, we have to say that, but it's a team difficult to beat. That's why they are playing for the second season in a row. In the Bundesliga, last game, goalless draw against Hoffenheim, 4 points so far in the season for them, and Union Berlin, rather, they were so good last season, and that's why they are qualifying and playing in Europe. That is going to be probably for them a tough season, playing in Europe, playing in the Bundesliga. They are going to get probably less points like last season. And these shots, do you like them for beating Arminia Bielefeld at home?
Kind of, yeah. And I would expect the odds a bit higher on about 1.92. And then I would say, okay, this is a good bet on Union Berlin, because they are, even if they lose games like they did against Borussia Dortmund, they scored twice in Dortmund. This is really good. So they have Max Kruse, who is always a danger for the goal. And that is a point where I think Union Berlin has to win this game, but never underrate Bielefeld. So it is also possible that we see another draw here. That's why I don't like these 1.8 too much. If it's just about predicting the result, I would say 2-1, 2-0, around this. But betting on 1.8 is a bit too low. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we take the exact result, then I would say 2-0.
Then 2-0, then we can put some money in the exact result. That's actually, we said it, especially Tom in the Premier League. He's many times right, actually, with the exact score. The last game we have on Saturday is Gladbach Dortmund. I really enjoy this Borussia Dortmund way more than last season, for sure, way more than when Favre was the coach. Free flow, scoring team, going always forward, also winning in the Champions League against Besiktas last week. As you mentioned, they thrashed the Union Berlin. Haaland, already 7 goals for him, 17 goals scored by Borussia Dortmund. So, good days for Dortmund, and now they visit a team like Gladbach, third, 12 points. Gladbach, they had a bad start of the season. They are actually only with 4 points in promotion zone to go to the Bundesliga 2. Do you like these odds? Borussia Dortmund, actually, when they play away, they gave us sometimes a headache.
Right? Yeah. That's the point.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, you like or not this entertaining Dortmund to beat Gladbach away?
Yeah, last season I would say no, I don't like it, because you can't trust Borussia Dortmund. But we see another Borussia Dortmund this season for sure. They are the hell of a scoring team. And what I always say, they concede a lot of goals, too many goals. 11 goals conceded is 9 goals more than Wolfsburg on place 2, for example. That is just open, just running forward, and like they're playing in the youth, and no one wants to defend. And that's, yeah, is a point, because there are a lot of players who are really young there. So, on the other hand, Borussia Mönchengladbach made a point against Bayern Munich and didn't manage to collect a lot of other points. So that's why we shouldn't think that it's a good thing to bet on Mönchengladbach or a draw here. And the 1.8 on Dortmund are good. Indeed, what I said, I expect a lot of goals, like 2-2, like 3-2 for Borussia Dortmund. But yeah, 1.95 for over 3.5 goals is for sure an option. And I like this more than betting on a winner here. But yeah.
You agree with Shubham is telling us over 3.5 goals, for instance. So that can be our bet for Gladbach, who even lost against Augsburg. Then on Sunday, we have two games. This one is a bit of a headache, I think, from the betting perspective. Bochum, Stuttgart. Bochum, only 3 points. They were thrashed against Bayern Munich, okay? They have to forget about it. Only victory this season was a 2-0 result against Mainz. And Stuttgart, only 4 points. They started the season thrashing Fürth 5-1, but since then, only 1 point against Eintracht Frankfurt last week. They lost against Leverkusen 1-3. Stuttgart last season, they were brilliant, Radek, especially on the road. And this is a game that they have to win if they want to be a little bit quiet, calm, far away from danger this season.
Yeah, everything I think is the same what you said. And I expect Stuttgart to win this game. Because of Bochum only made one good game against Mainz, where everyone expected Mainz to win, so they made a win. And after this, we were a bit, might Bochum be a good team? And we didn't know, but now we know they are not. And Bayern Munich thrashed them away 7-0. Okay, this can happen to almost every team in the world. Even Barcelona lost with 8 goals against Bayern Munich 2 years ago. Yeah, and so that is not really bad, but also Bochum lost other games. And I think Stuttgart has to win this. So Asian handicap 0 on Stuttgart is what I like, because you get odds of 1.75 here in Stuttgart with Asian handicap 0. We are safe if there is a draw, because it might also be a draw if Bochum has a good home day. And yeah, so Asian handicap series is the way to go here, I think.
Perfect. Let's go for Stuttgart and our last game, Freiburg Augsburg. Probably we have good odds here for Freiburg, 1.9, a team that you always say that is a bit underrated by the bookmakers here. Really favorite, no defeats yet for them in the season, 9 points, 2 consecutive draws against Mainz and Cologne, but they are playing a team like Augsburg, that they are making the best out of the 2 goals they've scored only this season. Their last game was a victory, 1-0 against Gladbach, and they have, again, 5 points with only 2 goals scored. We should expect a home victory here.
And Freiburg, what I always say is they are never favorite in my eyes, even if they are doing a great job from game to game. And I won't bet on them as a favorite. And that's why I think, especially after the last game of Augsburg beating Gladbach, gives Augsburg a bit of motivation, and I think they can turn around. They were really bad in the first game, but now they won a game out of nothing. And yeah, I think Freiburg is not the favorite here. It's a draw more or less, and that's why I have this game as my second draw in my draw acca on this game day.
Then for you, this is a draw, and you are mentioning the acca. Since we've analyzed every single game we have in this 6-match day, let's listen to your acca.
Yeah, I like more combining 2 games with high odds than a lot of small games, because every game in an acca is a reason to break your acca, and that's better to have less games with higher odds than a lot of small games, because as we always know, there's always one favorite is struggling and breaking the acca, and if you have 5 or 4 games, always one is wrong. And even if you win it, you get not really attractive odds, maybe 5 or 2 or 3 or something like that. You can't buy anything with it. And that's why I like to combine 2 draws of odds of 3.5 or more. You get odds of 14 around. And on this game day, I would say Frankfurt versus Cologne is a good draw bet, and Freiburg versus Augsburg is also a good draw bet. And as you can see, if both end up draw, you get odds of 13 or more. You only have to win these double bet in one of 10 or 11 game days, and it seems possible, as we saw last game day, as I won this double bet. And so it's more likely to make profit with double bet of high odds than with any other eckers. And so let's go for it. Let's hope for a lot of draws again, and then we make money.
You convince me, Radek. You convince me. Then thank you for analyzing with us the Bundesliga again. And Radek, Philip Frank is saying to you, hello.
Thanks, everyone,
for watching the Bundesliga with us. Still, remember to leave a comment and tell us your predictions. And of course, support us by clicking on the like button if you enjoy our videos, and subscribe and click on the bell to get notifications. We are back next week with more Bundesliga and more Radek. See you soon.
Thanks. Bye.